Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Mondello Park has been around for 57 years and is the only dedicated motor racing circuit in the Republic of Ireland. It's where a young Ayrton Senna learned his trade and where the late Eddie Jordan started his racing team too. It hit the financial buffers in the mid-80s, but it's back now and in business with quite popular with, for corporate days out and for racing bikes as well as normal and supercars. Leo Nulty is the sales manager with Mondello Park and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Leo.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell us a little bit more about what Ireland was like before Mondello, because it was racing on grass and country roads.
Yeah, country roads. I used to have to get a road closing order from the council at the time. Very dangerous, a lot of injuries. So there was no racetrack here. There were a few in the UK. And then three visionaries set it up. Jim Moran, who owned the land, Eddie Regan, who was a pub owner and a racing driver, and Stuart Cosgrave, who was an entrepreneur. Great guy. And they had this, they managed to raise the funds and build Mondello Park.
Which wouldn't have been easy in 1968.
Very, very difficult. A lot of work went in and the priest blessed it and a couple of celebrities came down. And then the first day it opened, you couldn't get in. You were queues back to Naas. No motorway, obviously, back then.
Yeah.
No social media. But all through the 70s, Joe, was the place to be. You know, there was no shop. There were no shops open. There was one channel on your telly. So there was nothing to do on a Sunday. Yeah. And you used to see Dickie Rock down there, Gay Byrne, people like that all the time.
So Dickie Rock was into his...
He was into motor racing. Yeah, he was a petrol head. Yeah, but it was Lily's Bordello of its time. You know, it was the place to be seen as much as the sport that was going on there, you know.
And then it hit the financial rocks in the mid-80s, but bounced back pretty quick.
Yeah, very, very lucky for all of us, and not just career-wise, for the sport. It did, yeah. I went to the banks in 1985, and I remember myself and my dad used to go down and spectate quite a lot, and I remember we went down and we climbed the gate and had a walk around, and we thought that was it. There was talk of it being built into a housing estate and developers looking at it. Oh. And then, realistically, nobody was trying to buy it as a racing circuit, and... Michael O'Carroll and David Kennedy persuaded Martin Brain, a very successful Mayo-born businessman, to come and look at it. He said he was on a flight from France to Ireland and they cajoled him that much that by the time the wheels came down on the plane, he had agreed to go and look at it.
So, well, he put his money where his mouth is and now you have honoured Martin by naming a bit of the track after him.
Yeah, we had his family over last. The peer group still own Mondello Park, Martin's company, and the family are very much involved in the running of the business. And we were all over for the historic festival, the Carol Nash Historic Festival last weekend. Huge success. And we unveiled a plaque and we renamed the main straight, the Bahrain Straight, in honour of Martin. And we still run the business the way Martin would have wanted. He was always moving forward, never happy, loved the challenge. And we keep trying to improve that, especially at the corporate area. We try and keep improving. Our facilities are unbelievable. He built corporate suites, garages, the tower, the extension to the circuit, all that sort of stuff. So the facilities down there are second to none.
So which is the bigger earner for you? The corporate days out, in which kind of a lot of colleagues get to race around a track that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do, or the actual races, the big events?
Well, some of the big events are huge spikes. You know, we're getting better and better at those and we're pushing forward. We've got some great staff, you know, marketing and operations and stuff like that. So some of the big drift events, our last weekend's historic festival would be huge. But a race meeting, for example, wouldn't be a massive, massive money spinner for us.
Right.
We do it because it's in the DNA of it and we all love it. And a lot of people race and the guys in our workshop, we give them a car and they all race and it's part of the business. But the corporate business is very, very strong for us from Monday to Friday.
And this is when a bunch of guys get into very expensive cars usually and race around the track. Is that it?
Yeah, well, we do destination management business where a lot of foreign groups come in on incentive trips and they come down to us and we've got really good catering.
You've sourced the cars or do they bring their own cars?
No, we have almost 60 cars down there. We've got six incredibly good mechanics, great technical team, Ray Wallace and his team. So we've got Porsches, we've got Ferraris, we've just bought V10, Audi R8s. We've got single-seater miniature Formula One cars. We've pretty much everything down there. And a lot of people are coming down now and having a sales meeting in the morning, soup and sandwiches, and then go out on track in the Porsches before they go back. You know,
as you do.
Well, the thing is, Joe, if you're invited to an event and it's in a hotel somewhere, you're probably not going to want to go. Or you'll say, I can't go, I have a business meeting. But if the address is Mondello Park, everybody turns up and the apprentice wants to go too, you know.
Yeah, a lot of companies complain about the high cost of public liability insurance in this country. I presume that's an issue for you guys as well.
It is an issue, but I mean, it's all factored in. We run the business fairly sharply. You know, I don't look behind the curtain too much. I'm a salesman by DNA, but yeah, we have insurance and we're happy enough with where we are with it, you know.
I know, because that was always the big complaint, that you couldn't hold these big public events because the insurance was so crazy. Is racing kerosene-fueled cars or, you know, really fast vehicles, is that still in this new, you know, climate change environment?
Oh, I mean, everybody's looking at the climate and F1 is looking at, it's, you know, going slightly hybrid and stuff like that. We have a fleet of electric cars as well. We've a lot of associations with the Gowan Group, Gowan Auto, really good business association with them. And one of the things we did with them is we got Opel Corsas, e-Corsas, and We spent a lot of money on solar panels. So there's solar panels all across the top of the Museum of Motorsport and all the way down the corporate suites. And we can charge these cars effectively for free with zero carbon footprint. And all the transition year students come down and learn to drive in those cars.
How much would it cost then for a person to come down, have a look at the museum, have a bite to eat and then nip out in a Porsche?
Well, yeah, it's all pre-booked. You can buy vouchers, obviously, and yourself, and it's a couple of hundred quid, you know, to come down and do that. But it can vary. Our standing costs, Joe, remain the same. So the bigger the group, the less it'll cost you per person in terms of corporate, you know, but it can go right down. You know, there's great value to be had. The museum, it would probably be besieged for me saying this, but we'll open the museum for anybody any day. If we're not mad busy and somebody drops in, we're happy. And I'm a motorsport nerd as well, so I'm happy to walk people around and explain what the cars are. And there's a story behind every car. We've got 8 Formula One cars, we've got NASCARs, we've got Le Mans cars, classic race cars. It was all Martin Brown's personal collection. We've just got planning from Kildare County Council to put big improvements into the museum, a mezzanine floor for the F1 cars, a proper reception area, wheelchair access, stuff like that. So it's all pushing on forward.
I suppose there's little or no chance for financial reasons to get a Formula One race to Mondello.
No, there won't be a Formula One race here. No, I mean, there's the UK, I suppose from 08 and 09 when things went wrong, the UK classes stopped visiting Mondello Park, but that's starting again now. So, you know, there's a chance we'd love to get British touring cars back or something like that, you know, right. But it's supposed to be the most expensive, our second most expensive stretch of sea in the world to travel across. So to bring trucks and mechanics and stuff like that adds a lot to a budget for championships, for teams, for stuff like that. But we've had a lot of championships in the last 12 months. Ian Beattie's our operations and sporting director, and he deals with a lot of these UK classes. So they are starting to come back. So Formula One, no, but maybe British touring cars or TCR, some of that sort of stuff, the touring cars, we'd love to have them.
Yeah, but it's amazing that the tiny island on the Isle of Man has a great reputation for its racing as well, and we can't get them over.
Yeah, well, motorbike racing is, we used to always say that guys that race cars, club guys that race cars, it's like playing golf, it's a hobby for them, whereas the guys that race motorbikes only go to work during the week so they can race their motorbikes. So it's a DNA thing. And the Isle of Man is just people come from the world, people that aren't even into motorbikes go to the Isle of Man to see it, to feel it, to smell it, you know.
Yeah.
But the good thing about the sport or selling it, Joe, is that like our close rate is pretty good in our sales, but if someone does a site visit, it's 95% close rate.
Yeah. Do you mostly do four-wheelers or do you do some two-wheeling?
Our stuff is all four-wheels. Yeah, all the cars we have, we don't have any motorbike standard, but there's massive history with motorbikes.
But if someone
racing.
Rocks up with a massive motorbike of their own, could they...
Yeah, we have track days. You can go on to track days and you can see on the Mondello Park website, mondellopark.ie, and you can just book in and we've plenty of motorbike track days.
Brilliant. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys have done, especially with the corporate hospitality stuff that you guys are doing. And thanks very much for coming in. That's Leo Nulty from Mondello Park.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.